Oh, yes, you are. You are someone that Jesus loves. He loves you immensely. Zach Williams on Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth. And it is that time of the morning that we know that you love. The time where we ask that deep and...
The age-old question.
The age-old question. What day is it?
What day is it?
Huh.
We stumble out of bed. Where are we? What day?
Well, I don't know.
Well, it's November 5th.
Okay.
We're into the month of November.
Wow.
And of course, there are holidays we could celebrate today. Mm-hmm. Like every day of the year. That's how the game even works.
Yes.
Is that people like to create holidays and hope they blow up. And they usually don't, to be honest. But they exist nonetheless. Mm-hmm. So every day is a holiday or 20. I picked two that are real from today. They are today. They are holidays today we can celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made one up and you and Beth are going to guess, which is the fake day today, which is the non-real
day.
We got National Donut Appreciation Day.
Donut Appreciation Day?
I do believe there are 3 or 4 donut days throughout the year, maybe more. But is this really one of them? We'll find out.
Okay.
Donut Appreciation Day.
Appreciation. All right.
Like, buy a donut day, donut day, donut appreciation day.
Sure.
Then National Stress Awareness Day.
Okay.
A good day to be aware that stress is... An all too familiar companion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should all have more donuts. Stress Awareness Day. And then finally, National Mansplaining Day. Mansplaining. You're familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
We celebrate those moments when someone just has to explain something you already know, usually in painstaking detail. They aren't always men, but that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you what mansplaining is, Beth.
No. I get it.
Guilty. Occasionally.
You see, this is how this works.
But whether it's really a day or not.
Oh, wow. Where have we descended to as a society is my question whenever we play this game, because there are just some things that just make you go, what? All right.
Or stress you out.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. We'll start right at the top. National Donut Appreciation Day. Yes, there are a lot of things in this world related to donuts. Why is beyond me? Except the donut is a wonderful thing, I will say. It is that perfect little carbohydrate, joy-filled thing. My question is, how do you appreciate it? Do you get the donut and do you just like set it on your desk and just
admire,
look at it, admire? Yeah.
Take photographs.
Yeah. I mean, do you write a poem about it? I mean, how does one do this? Does it matter?
Do you need to consume more than one to
appreciate
it?
I mean,
is cream filling
what
involved?
Is the technique involved? I don't know. So there's this many questions. Stress Awareness Day. Things like Donut Appreciation Day would stress me out. I'm sorry.
Because you don't know how to appreciate it?
Exactly.
It seems simple. Just get a chocolate donut and eat.
Yeah. Do we need a day to be aware that stress exists? I don't think so. I think the world pretty much knows this already. Why is there a day?
It's for those happy people who don't know that it exists.
Yeah, where are
those
people?
Did you know there is stress? Let me point it out to you.
Yeah, it's like, look over here. You see all these people pulling their hair out?
Let me introduce you to the DMV.
Okay, there's that too. So, this just seems like, do we need it? I don't know. Whatever. And then National Mansplaining Day. Really? Really? I mean, is this an awareness thing? I mean, are we trying to stop mansplaining? Or are we celebrating the joy of mansplaining?
Well, it was first declared by a group of women as a humorous way to call attention to the art of listening before lecturing. So I can get behind that because I know it's entitled Mansplaining Day, but I've sat through... instructions that I'm like, come on.
Okay.
First, you turn the computer off. Then, anyway.
Right, yes. Oh, my. Okay.
But yes, one of these days isn't real.
I have to pick one. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say, well, this is the one I really want to be fake.
Okay.
I'm going to pray that you made up. National Mansplaining Day. Thank you. Thank you.
Although I could see it being one. It isn't. It isn't a day at all. This doesn't Thank exist. You. But it's like one of those, it's kind of recent, and yet I could see it happening, you know, stuff. But anyway.
There's still hope for humanity.
We can
here,
just put
people.
That aside and be aware that the stress exists. And you know what? Let's appreciate some donuts.
But that's the thing. We have another donut holiday.
We do. That's the third one, I believe. This is the one I think that was because of a guy who invented it, in quotation marks, when he was a prisoner in war at a camp in Hanoi, so that they would give all the prisoners donuts, and it kind of worked. So at least that's the legend about why wow. there's another one in November. Because
wow.
we just had Buy a Donut Day like a week ago.
Well, yeah.
And I do believe Donut Day is in the spring. So it's like, but you know, you can't have too much of a good thing.
There you go.
We'll play again tomorrow. Here's Rain Above It All from Paul and Hannah McClure, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.